very, very warm welcome to the Strength and Skills Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a special one because we have a special guest. This is your host, Nick Tibuzek, and with me is a very special guest from Spain. And I would like you to introduce yourself a little bit. This is Marta.
Hello, Nick. Hello, everyone at the Strength and Skill Podcast. Yes, I'm Marta. I'm from Spain. I'm part of the organization of the Arnold Classic Street Lifting Competition. And we also, together with Nick and other organizers from street lifting or weighted calisthenics, we do have an international group where we came up with our technical rule book, how we were going to do competitions. And that's what I do for fitness living thing.
I love that. So for all the listeners, today's topic is going to be a little bit about, let's call it the project that we have, actually, because we're right now working on something where we unite the world of street lifting and weighted calisthenics athletes into a system that actually works for everyone in every country. And we already have a rule book, as Marta already said. And we are actually inviting everyone to join this one because we would love to have one system all over the world. In the end, so that we can compare results and make this sport a little bit more official.
That's right. That was the idea. Just make something that athletes knew what had to train for, coaches knew how to coach their people. There was common judging for all of us. And even though sometimes it's hard to go into very specifics with every country, that's something that also happens in powerlifting, that they have like a little difference, you know, that feet can go up or they cannot go up. And what we have to accept sometimes is very hard, but we try to agree to what mechanical advantages can be used to perform every lift and what cannot be used. And that was basically what I wanted to have. In the Spanish association that we have for street lifters or weighted calisthenics athletes, we talked a lot because we did approach the Russians with the street lifting with their street lifting federation. What they do is they don't, their movements don't flow. They kick their way up or they stop, come back up and down. And no one really liked that. So flow for me at least was something I wanted to have in the rule book, that the movement has to be performed in one push or one pull and not just kicking your way up and down, for example. Mm-hmm. Now that was something I wanted to talk to everyone. And we also like the fact that we perform four lifts instead of two. And we also have the squat and the muscle up added, not only dips and pulls.
Yes. So for those who are already a little bit into the topic, I think we already had some competitions like that in the whole German-speaking area. We had a World of Bar Heroes weighted event based on these rules. Last year there was already a competition pretty close to this at the Arnolds, and now usually this year would have been the year where we had loads of competitions like that with participants from all over the world and loads of countries doing this style, because we are talking to a lot of people in this thing, as Marta is a very connective person. And if you, as a listener, are someone who's something like in charge in your country, we definitely invite you to reach out to us. We would love to have more people from every country in the world joining this movement, organization, however you want to call it. We have a rule book. We have everything fixed up. We can tell you how to bring up the competitions, what you need, and all that stuff. All you need is yourself and maybe a good team of people who are ready to organize all that stuff. So let's spread it all over the world.
yes. We would love to have as many countries as possible so we can make this as big as possible. We already have rankings from those other competitions that happened last year, even though the rules weren't exactly 100% match. But it's really great to be able to compare your lifts with the lifts from someone from Germany or from somewhere from Russia. And we had Matt Slat coming over. It was super exciting to have him. We had Too Old to Train coming over to the competition as well. So it was great having her. It's great having her results over there. We want more people to join, and it's great. We can have, you can compete in your country. Maybe you cannot come over to Spain to compete or to Germany to compete, but we can still compare our results, and that happens in other big events like powerlifting or weightlifting or whatever.
So the good thing about this is right now, especially in this special Rona phase, you don't have to travel to different countries to do this because we have the rule book. You can do your competitions at your country. And still it is comparable to those who are done wherever you are in the world. So that's one big thing for us, to really make it comparable wherever you are, even if this is in South America, if this is in Europe, if this is in the US or in Asia or
Australia.
We don't care because we have one rule book that is exactly the same everywhere. Everyone competes under the same restrictions, and so it's a fair thing for everyone. And that's the big vision we have right now, because
that's
we love that.
Well, we're hoping to be increasing athletes as years come, as has happened in other sports as well, and maybe with time we will be able to have a more proper international league. But for now, it's more open to join the Arnold competition, for example. This year they changed the name, so it's Arnold Multisport Europe Spain. It's not Arnold Classic anymore. They changed the name, so it's a little confusing sometimes for me because I'm old and my brain doesn't work as well as I wish it would.
You're not
so
old.
It's Arnold Multisport event, and which we have this. We call it a street lifting. Mm-hmm. In Spain, we like the street lifting name because most of our athletes come from street workout, and street lifting for them was a tool to improve for other things, and they keep doing it. We made them squat. Some of them complained. Some others didn't.
We had that discussion too, but
you don't. Yeah, but they do it, and they're fine, and they're pretty strong, and they got bigger legs now, and they're still strong.
Bosses, I think that the very important part here was everyone in the organization part of this thing was on the same thing, on the same path with that we all said we definitely need the squad in there because and we all had these big conversations with people. Yeah, but this is not good. And this is not really street and all that stuff. Yeah. Come on, man. If you have Matthew Slat dipping 200 kg, that's not street anymore.
No. No one goes. You don't go every day to your park carrying 200 kilos. That's just insane. Everyone who does it seriously, they all go to the gym. That's the reality, and it's fine. I mean, we can call it something else if you want. We can call it weighted calisthenics, but in Spanish it sounds awful. The translation into Spanish sounds awful for weighted calisthenics. We could call it belt lifting. I don't know. Whatever makes you happy. It's just a name.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, we are lifting things with belts. That's it.
So, except squat. We could belt squat as well, but
oh fuck, no. We tried that. We actually tried that and it was awful. It was awful. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
We used to have goblet squat in our competitions here, and what people would fail was because of their arms.
Yeah, exactly.
From holding the kettlebell. So it was kind of silly. It was really silly.
It's not a test of the legs anymore.
Yeah.
So, yes. I think we are having a good discussion about street or weighted, but in the end, it's all about the same. And I think this street name is a little bit more coming from the Russian area, maybe more Eastern Europe, and then came to Spain and all that stuff. We also have a lot of people who say street workout in Germany, but we also have a lot of people who say calisthenics because the US influence is very, very big in Germany because of all the soldiers mm-hmm. of the Americans in Germany. So the calisthenics thing is a little bit more English, and street is a little bit more from I think the Eastern country. But in the end, we all are talking about the same topic. So
yes.
For us, it doesn't matter. Let's call it weighted street. I don't know.
Well, we call it street lifting here. The competition in the Arnold is a street lifting competition. For us, that's it. Yeah. We're not discussing the name. But the important thing is we're doing four lifts instead of two.
Yes.
And we have the same rules.
Yeah.
You in Germany, and we hear people who are doing it in France, Italy. We're all Italy. Also, France is having a competition. I think they're in October as well, September, October. I forgot the date.
Something like that. It's not fixed yet. I've talked to Lionel.
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh, fixed. It's not fixed. Okay.
Not completely.
So okay. The people from there are also the winners will be coming to Arnold as well as French competitors. And I hope with time we can have competitors representing each country, which would be really nice, and having country competition.
I love that. I love that. Yes. Yeah, we are also having our nationals in October. And I think some more countries are doing it, but it's a little bit difficult to organize for most of the people because we have so many restrictions everywhere because of this Rona shit. It's,
yes.
I do understand yes. if
this
everyone
year is hard.
Yeah. Just switch it up for next year, 2021, and everything is good. I think, everybody will be a little bit more used to the situation in the end.
Yeah, we canceled as well our nationals because it was crazy. We were telling you, yeah, we can. No, we can. Now this, it was so we decided to focus only on the international competition and try to have the best coming over there and just tell everyone just to practice for that and stop worrying about having to go to nationals this year. It's not happening.
So, you guys are having the Arnold competition. So this is, I think, if I'm right, at the 12th and 13th of December.
That's right. Weekend in December in Sevilla. This year is Sevilla, down south in Andalusia. Weather should be around 13, 14 degrees at that time. But we don't know because the weather is crazy as well. This year we had a heat wave in the middle of December. And also, if you want to come, you can pre-register at our website, which is streetlifting.es. And there you will have the information. It's in Spanish and in English. If you have any questions, you can reach us at there's an email there, or maybe you can contact us through our Instagram account, which is streetlifting /Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Or streetlifting /International for the English speaking people, and you can pre-register there. We will take your marks from the last year and the marks that have been done in the competitions that has follow our books, which means your competitions and now French competitions and ours from last year, and from the next year some we will also accept the ranks from those other competitions. We actually have the list of athletes that have competed inside our website. So if you have questions, you give me your name and I can find you if you're there or not.
Yeah.
And if you do not have those ranks, you need to send videos with your list.
Yeah. I think that's a very important one, because I also have an athlete from the US, and they actually don't have any competitions yet in the US, yeah. But he would love to compete, and he's about to, if it's possible to travel, then he will come over to Sevilla and he wants to compete.
I hope it's possible to travel.
I hope so too.
I don't know. I don't understand the restrictions as much, because we do have a lot of cases, but our hospitals are free for the most part. Except there's two little regions up north but the hospitals are working fine, because we have a lot of cases, because we have 10 times more PCRs made than they were made before. No one was tested before. Now people are getting tested. So. But I don't know what data they take to recommend or not recommend. I know our politicians are complete useless people who don't. They've gone on vacation, and over here there's nothing being done, and they're on vacation.
Yeah.
Well,
but I think it's also a little bit
fun outside
from the US, and traveling from the US to Europe is a little bit difficult right now. So yeah. That might be a problem, but. In the end, we will see. There's a lot.
Yeah, their politicians are.
So.
Yeah, their politicians are also very complicated. So.
Absolutely, I think that's a case that happens in every country right now, pretty much.
No one's happy actually with how this pandemic has been dealt with, but oh well. What do we know?
We don't know, but we lived, and that's all about.
Yeah. Just keep doing strength work. It's good for your immunity system, and that's that.
That's perfect. All right. So we told a little bit about what's the project, what's the vision, a little bit about the Arnolds. Actually, to talk a little bit about, maybe about how do people do this in Spain? I think. In Spain, there's one of the really bigger communities about street lifting and weighted calisthenics, as from what I see there. Maybe it's because I'm really in the bubble, and I do see a lot of people from Spain doing this. But I love the spirit you guys have, and how many people actually are doing this. This is amazing. How did this grow that much?
Well, there's a street workout federation here, and when I started competing in street lifting, it wasn't a street lifting, it was a street workout, and they had the weighted competition was repetition competition for endurance, and it was actually very light, and that was about it, and we all wanted to have be able to do one repetition max. We all wanted to do it. And from these competitions, we all knew each other. We talked to each other. So we had a community already built over there. And I didn't like especially the goblet squat. I really had a problem with the goblet squat. And I decided I was going to make the competition work the way I wanted it to be. So I talked to another guy who was organizing competitions, and he did a one rep max competition, only dips and pulls. And from there, we gathered all together. Pedacol came to that competition. Uri came to that competition with Ponzi. Yeah. They all came over here, and we gathered together. So we're used to traveling to the little other places to go and compete, and it was fun for us. And I talked to all of them and said, I'm going to make this happen. So I had a friend who was doing OCR competition inside Arnold. So I talked to him and said, hey, can you give me the contacts? Maybe I can try to be inside Arnold. And he gave me the contact, and I talked to the guy, and he said, whoa, let's do it. I'm all for it. And I think things just happen. If you want something to happen, you just try. And things, most of the time it happens. It's not that complicated, but you have to try. Most of people is like, oh, what are they going to tell me? Oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. Then that's obviously not going to happen. But if you try something, it will probably happen. If you have a good, if you have something good going on, it's probably going to happen.
Absolutely.
So just try. Just try.
Yeah, that's so important. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no.
That's right.
You already have the no. So if you ask,
yeah,
you can get a yes.
Yeah, that was basically the start. And then we didn't have anything. We didn't have structures. We didn't have material. So that was kind of like a little... my daughter over here going around me making fun of me. So it was a little bit of a rush because we were like 2 months and a half before Arnold was happening last year, and we had to rush to get whatever we could. And well, in the end we were lucky. We managed to talk to people who would lend us their material, and we could make it happen. So I was very happy. It was a lot of work though, because the team was very small, which meant we mounted the structures, we picked them up, everything was done by 5 people, and it was very tiring. But then I had like 50 volunteers that were in the competition, we're moving the plates and all of that. But anyway, I think this year is going to be better because I've had more time, and we know more how things are going to turn out. So and also talking to you guys in the international group, and I always ask you, how long does this take you? How do you make this happen? And you always tell me that's really, really helpful. Being in the group has been very, very helpful. So I hope this year is better, and next year is going to be even better because we won't have as many restrictions as this year. So I think everything will eventually get bigger with time.
Yeah.
Because for us, it's our second year in Arnold, and it's amazing that everyone from lots of places in the world is contacting us and is interested in coming. It's for us, it was like amazing. Why would someone want to come? I thought this was going to be our local competition as well. I never thought this was going to turn out to be something where people from other countries would come. I never thought it would. I thought I was doing it for my friends from Barcelona and my friends from down south, and we were all going together. And we have a group also, and we talk over there. There's like 150 people in the group, and I always say, I want to see you all. Now it's part of what I like. I love seeing them all, and I love seeing them do their leaves and getting better and being strong. They're so young also, so they're full of testosterone and growing and growing. And the girls are amazing. We have amazing girls. The Spanish champion couldn't make it last year. She's amazing. And we have this other girl from the south of Spain. She's incredibly strong. She's not there in your, probably you don't know her, but I hope she can make it this year. We have a couple of girls really, really strong.
I'm really looking forward to this. And we have a pretty similar story in the German-speaking area, because everything always went up from a small group of people who just love their sport and want to have better competitions. And this is pretty much the story that I see everywhere in the world. So I think that that's something we can definitely invite everyone into this, because even just being in the group with the other people from the other countries also helped us so much to improve our own competitions and all that stuff, because we make so many we learn so many things during every competition, and we talk to each other, and everybody can learn from each other and say, don't do it that way, we tried that, it didn't work. So, and everyone can learn, and so we improve a lot faster than just being alone with that stuff. And already having a fixed structure with that allows you to progress so much faster in this, especially when it comes up that, that you definitely will have discussions in your country where someone is not in, does not have the same opinion. That's pretty normal. And it will always be like that. But sticking to really say, okay, we have this international thing. This is, these are our rules. And this is what we want to stick to, helps a lot dealing with this stuff. So I think
yes. I use that a lot when I have some complaints about something. It's like, no, this is how international is going to work. If you don't like, I don't know, using the belt or whatever, you know, internationally it's going to be used. So they will have that that advantage. We should all use it. If you don't want to use it, just don't use it. But you have the choice. Just make the choice. Exactly. I'm giving you choices.
Absolutely.
Choices that I believe are good for you. And then you can do whatever you want. But
absolutely. And this is something that is very important to say right here. We do allow some kind of equipment. We do allow some lifting shoes or maybe a belt or maybe some sleeves, but you don't must do it. It's just if you want to use it because you just feel safer with that. And for me, as an example, I love my wrist stuff. For my lower back squats, because otherwise I probably break my wrist because the weight gets pretty heavy. this is something I'm very happy that we can actually use it, because I don't want to restrict myself with stuff when I can use more weight on my back squat, and I wouldn't be able to do it without breaking my wrists, and the wrist is not the test of my leg. So this is sometimes some stuff we always have to argue about, but in the end, we always leave the choice. You can use it, you must not use it. So that's a very, very good and important part right here.
yes. So if a country wants to restrict something that is not restricted in the general rule book, I like the policy of that sometimes we can agree to disagree, as long as it's not like a big change in the lift.
Yeah.
I don't know what's your take on this, because sometimes, well, I see it in powerlifting, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they have these disagreements between inside the IPF, but then the Spanish Federation allows you to do this, but some federation outside doesn't. And they still, we have just, you know, if it doesn't imply a big mechanical advantage, then it's fine that you use it or not use it, or maybe if a country wants to specifically restrict something, it's not going to be easy, it's 100% or not. But you can, it's always better to be as close to the technical rule book as possible, which is something we talked about for lots of months. We talk about the advantages and the disadvantages. It wasn't based on opinion, but on something that was either studies or something that was published before. It wasn't just my opinion, because I think it looks better.
Yeah, and that was very important to have that in there, because we have lots of people who, especially in our sport, who just, this is the way I want it to look like. But we always talked also about, but what if someone has maybe different proportions and stuff like that. Yeah, maybe his arm is not as long as yours, and so it will look different, or his legs are different, and you know. So we always try to make the rules the way that it fits to most of the people that we probably will have at the competitions, and to make everything as comparable to each other as possible.
And yes, this is a very important point, because I was looking to be in this group with you guys who had a much wider knowledge of biomechanics and things that had to be the base of our rule book, not only philosophy. It's great to start with, but then you have to have more than just philosophy of how to lift. And for me, it was great having people like you inside the group, or we have our head of judges also, Carlos. He's great with biomechanics, and every time I have a question about that, I know I can rely on you guys, who are the guys who really know, because I can think, wow, I like this like that, but it's not maybe the best option, or it's not safe for everyone's shoulders, or yeah. And those are things that you are going to know, and that was important to get a big group with lots of different points of view and lots of different yeah. knowledges, so we can match it all.
This is actually, many greetings to Carlos. I love this guy. I love him.
he's going to love hearing this. He loves me too.
He probably is going to listen to this one. So if you hear this, Carlos, here's your high five. All right. Yes, I think we covered a lot of that stuff. So for all the listeners, if you have any more questions about this stuff, please feel free to contact us, to ask us questions about it. Yeah, you can easily contact the Strength and Skills Podcast on Instagram. Yeah, you just put in Strength and Skills Podcast, or you contact me, Nick_Tibu, or you contact the guys from Spain. I think this is Streetlifting España.
Yeah, it's low. How do you say the low?
Underscore.
Underscore. Yeah. Okay. It's a Streetlifting _Spain or Streetlifting _INTL as in international. Perfect. Any of them, you have us. You have us there.
Perfect. So that's. I think that's the most easiest way. I think the other one was already mentioned. So. I'm absolutely looking forward to the competition in Sevilla. If possible to travel, I'm going to be there. And I'm really ready to
have
some great Spanish meals with you.
Yeah, well, just tell me when you get there and we'll see, and we'll for sure have it together, and we'll discuss plenty of other things we should discuss, because we should make this as big as possible and start doing our little congress and our little, we can have our places we can join and discuss and help everyone join our sport, make this as big as possible. And we have lots of advantages. We have lots of things we can learn from other sports that happened before. We have lots of technical things to help us. I want to try software to see how the angles work, how the speed works for the athletes. I want to try all this in competition, see how that works. So we can sometime soon have a relative force formula also for us. I know we need a lot of data. We don't have it yes. currently. So there's lots of things we have to work, and this is a super exciting time for our sport. We're growing, we're making it happen, and it's a great time to join us.
Definitely. Join the new world order. Perfect. Thank you for being with us, Marta.
Thank you for inviting me. I hope to see you soon, Nick, in person.
Yes, I love to see you guys. All right. So for the listeners, you heard your stuff, and I catch you up on the next episode.